Now from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
I'll tell you what I found about the GST that was GDP that was interesting in Australia is they improved their productivity. So there's a story there to be told, isn't there? Because America's improved their productivity, they've improved their productivity, and we still struggle with productivity. So they grew.
That is very true. All of that is very true. Yes, yesterday Australia released its fourth quarter growth numbers, so GDP. We get the equivalent number for New Zealand, Mike, on the 21st of March. So expectations are both here and there are or were pretty low. And in the case of the lucky country, those low expectations were not misplaced. Q4 GDP in Australia rose a pretty meagre 0.2%, which was right on expectations, annual growth sitting at 1.5%. And you sort of look at this, Australia's had a remarkable track record with growth. To give this a bit of context, Mike, I was looking back and refreshing my memory on this. If you look at the last 25 years, outside of COVID disruptions, Australia's only ever had three quarters of negative growth, so pretty remarkable. And we've talked here about a per capita recession in New Zealand, so looking at growth as a function of the number of people floating around. Actually, looking at that, Australia's now had five quarters in a row of negative per capita growth. Actually, their per capita growth fell 0.3%. It's now down 1% year on year. And you mentioned this year, so you talked about this, Mike, labour productivity. It's recorded its second quarterly increase in Australia. So GDP has gone up despite the number of hours worked having fallen. Now, the reason that's important, and we actually don't really know how they've achieved that just yet, but it does help the fight against inflation as well, because it means you can have growth without having, you know, that you can actually pay people more and produce more. So it helps that fight against inflation. They are also managing this with lower interest rates than we have here, Mike. Now, I can imagine people sort of asking the question, why do we care about Australian growth? Well, it's a really important part of our sort of big macro environment. It's a big trading partner, and it's a big trading partner along with China. Now, I think the important thing here is both of those countries at the moment are showing pretty tepid levels of economic activity, so it's quite hard for us to sort of push against that. And amidst all the commentary yesterday, Mike, there was an interesting statement, I think, from Treasurer Jim Chalmers. He said the balance of risks is now shifting from inflation to growth. And that illustrates the tricky job that central bankers have here, doesn't it? Because they clamp down too much on inflation, you create problems elsewhere. You create problems of growth problems. So they have to balance that and make sure they don't make a policy mistake.
Exactly. Where are we at with building here?
Right, so the housing market sort of obliquely. Building consents, they've been telling a story recently, much lower levels of building consents being issued, and that January number 28% lower. That was the lowest January in the last 5 years that we've seen. Well, yesterday Stats New Zealand released the building work put in place number, so this looks at building from a different angle, what's actually been done. The good news, Mike, good news is that building activity was quite steady, but it's a tale of two different markets. Residential construction, it is slowing. Non-residential construction, it is holding up quite well. In the December quarter, residential construction fell 2.4%, but non-residential construction was up 4.6%. In total, the value of construction work fell 0.1%, so it's pretty steady. Residential construction now down 9% year on year. So things like health buildings, hospitals, nursing homes, they're one of the key contributors to non-residential. So this actually, Mike, one of the final pieces of the statistical jigsaw that is the construction of our fourth quarter or our GDP number. Next week, we can start looking at some of the consensus expectations. I am guessing they are all going to be centred around zero.
I think you're right. What are the numbers?
Yeah. Well, it's actually looking pretty good. We've got lots of green numbers in front of us this morning, which we quite like to see. The Dow Jones is up 218 points, 38,804. That's just over 0.5%. The S&P 500 is up 0.8%, so doing even better, 41 points, 5120. And the NASDAQ has recovered a chunk of ground. It's up over 1%, 171 points. 16,111. The FTSE 100 gained 33 points, 7679 there. The Nikkei fell 7 points, but still above 40,000, 40,090. Shanghai Composite 3039, down 8. The ASX 200 up 9 yesterday, 7733. And the NZX 50, we gained 0.36% yesterday, 11,795 the close. On the wholesale markets, one Kiwi dollar will get you 0.6140 US. 0.9335 against the Aussie, 0.5626 euro, 0.4812 pounds, 91.56 against the Japanese yen. Gold still right up there. We'll talk about that tomorrow morning, actually. $2,148, and Brent crude, $83.58.
Have a good one, mate. Look forward to your company then. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.